listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome all you listeners wherever you are. We've been doing this for 18 years, and we've called this program Raising the Standard. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on from 12 noon until 1 every single week. And that's what our purpose is with the Lord, is to raise the standard in the body of Christ, even this day and this hour, with all that we see that's going on. And so we have to trust Him and walk with Him. So we're honored to be with you again today. So my wife's got a few announcements probably to make here. We'll let her speak that up front, and then we'll just share some things with you as we go along here. And we trust that you'll be blessed with what you hear, not because of Don and I, but because we're going to give you the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word. That's what changes
us. The Word.
So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. I mentioned also, we offer CDs and tapes in case you'd want to get a copy of this again. And all we ask for is a love offering, and you can make out a check to our ministry. It's Spirit of Prophecy Ministries out of Revelation 19:10. And the address is Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida. And our zip is 34995. Ask for a CD or a tape and the date, and we'll be glad to send it out.
Amen.
When we pass it down. All right, go
Amen.
Ahead.
Amen. I think tapes are just about
a thing of the past.
Thing of the past. So we do have lots of CDs. But we can get you a tape if you need that. But you can also go and listen to this, which is probably easier for you. Go on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to WCNO Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's www.WCNO. And go to their program guide and go to Saturday. And you can go to 12 o'clock noon. We're on from 12 o'clock noon till 1 p.m. And you can listen to this program and many other programs we have done in the past on the internet. What a blessing, because the Lord gave us the Word that this would go, you know, this message would go around the world, and you never know how. 18 years ago, we had no idea we'd ever be on the internet.
That's right.
But now we are on the internet, just like so many other ministries. And what a blessing. You can also listen to other programs that WCNO has on, and plus wonderful music that they play. And I like it too, Pastor Gene, because WCNO plays a lot of Jewish music.
That's right. From time to time, they do.
From time to time, they play some Jewish music, and we're coming up on Hanukkah soon.
Right.
And you know, we do celebrate Hanukkah in our fellowship, our church, our fellowship, our congregation. We're not a Messianic congregation, but we are a body of believers, Jew and Gentile, one in Yeshua. Bible talks about
everything in the Word, don't we?
Coming together and worshiping together.
Amen.
Believers. It doesn't matter where you came from. You could be an American Indian. It doesn't really matter.
That's right.
If you're a born again Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, and He's your Lord and He's your Savior, then you are in the body of Christ.
No ethnic backgrounds. No ethnic requirements, right?
No requirements. One requirement: to believe upon the Son of God, believe upon Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. You know, and we must make Him our Lord as well. You know, He saves us, but He expects us to walk in holiness and to be perfect. And we're going to mention that here as we get into our reading. And we're actually going to share some more out of the Torah portions. And, you know, the Torah portions don't just keep you in the first five books of the Bible. They will take you on a trip throughout your entire Bible.
In the prophets, in the New Testament. Yeah.
Everywhere, yeah. Everywhere, amen. So we're blessed to be on this broadcast again, and we pray that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and
yes.
a restful weekend, and now you're eating leftovers.
Turkey sandwiches.
Everyone loves the leftovers.
Thank God we're not a bunch of turkeys.
And the pumpkin pie and all the goodies and all the sweets. Yeah. And then on Monday, you will have to cut back on our food eating again and take off that extra pound or two you may have put on over the holidays. But it's good for families to be together. And for, maybe you don't have a family. It's good for friends and neighbors to come together and
That's
believers
right.
to come together.
Hallelujah.
Because we're all a family.
That's right. We have a lot to be thankful for.
And we're the family of God. Yeah. Those who are in Messiah, and so we just pray that you had a wonderful time with whoever you were with, amen. So I want to mention too that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. Saturday we have Saturday service, and we have also Sunday. We have Saturday at 4 p.m. and then we have Sunday at 10 a.m. and then we also meet on Fridays at 7 p.m. So come and worship with us sometime and come visit. And I know some of you come from a distance because this mm-hmm. broadcast covers a big area. We want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey over on Andros Island.
And we didn't say hello to them last week, did we?
No, we didn't, but that's okay. They are building the Temple of God.
Hallelujah.
That's the name of the church that's on Andros Island.
In the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. And mm-hmm. so if you'd like to help, the walls are up. Three sides of the walls are up. The front and the two sides are up. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And the back side is about
underway.
40% up.
Right.
And we need some more blocks to finish up the walls. And
those then, cost money.
Yes. And then he's got to pour the top with the concrete. And then the roof starts to go on.
Struts will go on, yeah.
Right now the tent is inside the building.
Inside
where they're
the
building,
walls, yeah.
Inside the walls. So it's a tent. It's a walled city. Amen.
Yeah.
So they have they're building that, and people are seeing it going up by faith.
That's right. By faith.
Last week we talked about faith. We're going to talk some more about faith today, because everything we do must be by faith. If
That's
we
right.
don't have faith, then how can we believe on the promises of God?
It's impossible to please God without faith. You know what it says in the Bible?
It's absolutely impossible to please God without faith.
Without some kind
of
faith, right?
So if you want those Torah portions, just give us a call. We have plenty. We'd be glad to mail you one so you can get on the same page as we're on and as the Jewish people are on. And, we need to be doing what God tells us to do. So we just want to give you the telephone number. So if you'd like to call, you'd like to have prayer, or you'd like to... know more about the ministry, you want some information, Pastor Gene's book. Oh, we have so much, We need to grow in the Lord. We need to grow in the things of the Lord. And we need to know the truth. The Bible says the truth will set us free. That's why we have this
Make
program.
Us free.
Make us free. It's called Raising the Standard. Amen?
That's right.
So the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And I want to mention the name of our ministry. It's called Spirit of Prophecy. That's in Stuart, Florida. And the name of this radio broadcast is called, as you heard before, Raising the Standard.
Amen. That's
so
right.
This was birthed out of the ministry. And so we've been on this radio broadcast for how many years, Pastor
18 Gene? 18 plus now.
18 years plus. And it's been a blessing. And if you'd like to give an offering for that, I'm going to give the post office box. If you'd
yes.
like to send an offering, you could just address Spirit of Prophecy, post office box 413. That's Stuart, Florida, 34995.
Well, they can order the book.
The book is $25.
Plus $3 for shipping.
Yeah. Shipping and handling. And you will have a commentary of all the feasts of the Lord, plus the book of Revelation and Daniel, plus maps and charts, and plus
Purim and Hanukkah.
Purim
it's
and Hanukkah
there.
That we're coming up. I'd say if you've ordered, then go to Hanukkah and start reading Hanukkah. Whatever,
sure.
whatever feast we're coming close to, that's where you go and read it. And then you have also the very beginning is the calendar. We need to know the Jewish calendar. We need to be on the right calendar.
A lunar calendar.
A lunar calendar. And actually, if you order our calendar that we make up every, we make have a calendar every month, we have the lunar calendar also on our, the calendar.
Like
November,
yeah.
We'd be also have the lunar calendar and also the days of the Jewish, well, you'd call it the Jewish calendar. Amen. So we're blessed to be here again. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit more about faith and about reading in the Torah and getting on God's, I'd say getting on God's timetable. You know, right. Abram had to get set on God's timetable.
Yep.
He got ahead of God, didn't he?
That's right. That's and why Ishmael
can,
came.
We can all get ahead of God.
That's right.
And we can sometimes we can get behind.
That's right.
If we get behind, we're going to lose out.
See.
If we get ahead, we might go. We might have to take. Might end up taking a detour. Well, God wants us to be right on time, and He wants us to be in the right place at the right time. And you know, if we will wait on the Lord, He will take care of that because His promises are yay and amen. Is that how they say it, Pastor Gene?
Yay and amen.
And you know, they don't always happen when we want them to happen.
Shit.
His promises happen. They can be, you know, you may get a word, a prophetic word, or as in the Bible, you know, Abraham had to wait 13 years.
Almost, yeah. When he left the Ur of Chaldees, didn't he? Before
he
heard from God again.
He had to wait a long time.
Yeah.
And he didn't hear from God. You know, that's right, to hear from God. And he had a visitation. And in these chapters, we're going to talk a little bit about he had a visitation from the Lord.
Most people have given up when they have that amount of time.
That's right. And, you know, things were evil in those days, just like they're evil now.
That's right.
I mean, there was Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, and Lot chose to go there because he thought it looked good. So you don't always go someplace because you think it looks good.
That's right.
We have to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord is the one who's going to lead us into all truth. And so Abram is a very good example of a life, a long life, actually. He had a long life.
Faith.
And many of his promises didn't come until in the end of his life, at the latter time.
That's right.
At the latter time of his life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people may say, well, I don't know what I'm doing for the Lord. Well, you know, a lot of times God can do a lot at the end of your life.
Sure can.
You might say, well, you know, Pastor Gene and I, we're not young chickens anymore. But God does a lot. So we don't quit just because we get to a certain age, you know, retirement, or you can get in the movies, or when you can go places when you're 55 or 65, or you get your Social Security, all these things. Those are signs of what would you say? Getting old, I say. Mm-hmm. But you know, we don't ever get old in the spirit. Never get old in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So if we stay on God's time, His plan, His purpose, you know, every morning, every day is a new day. And so we don't need to retire. We don't retire from the Bible. We don't retire from the Lord. No, nope. We need to always be fired up. And you know, the Bible will cause us to stir ourselves up in the spirit. And, you know, it says in the New Testament, it says to stir up the gift that's within you.
Right.
We have a gift. Well, when you get to a certain age, that gift doesn't just die. No. As long as there's breath, there's life, isn't there?
Yeah.
As long as there's life, there's always something for us to do for the Lord. And it may be different than when we were 40 or 50 or 60. God many times changes things, and He takes you into different dimensions.
As long as we're faithful, what He asks us to do before.
Be faithful. That's right. Right. Just be faithful. You know, just be faithful.
That's right. Well, we finished our program last week. I just want to touch on this. We were talking about this Islamic terrorism going on mm-hmm. in the world, and we know that there's a battle going on in the spirit. It's a spiritual thing, nothing else but a spiritual mm-hmm. thing, to take the souls of people in France, different countries, and America especially as well. And so we want to keep all that in mind and understand what God wants us to know about that. And so we went over found out about Abraham and all, and about Ishmael and Isaac and how they came, and who was the promised son, and one was the one that came by the flesh, and the other one's the one that came mm-hmm. by the spirit, and all that. And so we covered that last week. So you might keep that in mind, and so He'll help us know how to pray. But the main thing is to remember that this is a spiritual battle going on today, and people are not looking at it that way.
That's right.
And so we have to remember that it's a battle for our souls. Hallelujah. But Jesus came that our souls might be saved. Hallelujah. Right, Pastor Don?
All right,
let's go on. I just want to touch on that because we did talk about that last week, and we spent a lot of time on it. And we went over to Galatians chapter 4 and read the things over there that Paul talked about, the same situation and all. And here we are today, It was going on back then. It's going on today. It never ends. Go on, honey.
Well, we know God doesn't change because the Bible says it. He doesn't change. And
right.
The Bible also says in Genesis 17:14 says, is anything too hard
for
the Lord?
That's right.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Mm-hmm. So we know that nothing is too hard for the Lord. You know, we're the ones who make things hard, you know. But if we would just yield to the Spirit of the Lord, see, because we have to hear by the Spirit, don't we?
It's 18, not 17. So people, if they want to look it up.
Oh, yeah, 18.
It's 18:14.
18:14. So we have to hear by the Spirit of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Amen.
No other way.
No other way. No other way.
That's it.
See, when Lot chose to go to... When he chose the land he wanted to go to, he wasn't listening to the Lord. He was looking with his eyes.
He was walking not by faith but by sight.
By sight, his eye gate. He saw what he thought looked to be the best.
Yeah.
And so he didn't. And you know, he even went with Abram when he left. When they left, you know, he took Lot with him and his family and all their servants, and they had lots and lots of animals and lots of servants, and they just got so big that they were squabbling with each other, you know, the servants of Abraham and the servants of Lot. They were squabbling and fussing. So, you know, Abraham says, you know, we're going to have to separate. Well, you know, he was blessed to be with Abraham, with Abram.
Yeah.
But, you know, and Abram was humble. And he said, you know, you choose what you want, you know. And Lot could have said, well, no, Abram, you choose because I'm following you. But nope, self came in, selfish. He went by his eyes. And he chose a city that was full of sin.
That's what he did.
It looked good. Everything that looks good is not of God.
That's right.
Everything that looks good is not of God.
May
well,
not
we
be
can
of
learn,
God.
We can learn a truth just from that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're reading these Torah portions, which you can call and ask us for, we're not just looking at history, but we're looking at how history can affect these people's lives and how we can see our own life. Do we do what we think looks good? No, we need
Amen.
To seek the Lord, and we need to hear from the Spirit of the Lord to be obedient where He would place us, where He would have us to be. You know,
mm-hmm.
He wants us to be where He'd have us to be. But you know, that didn't happen with Lot. Lot chose what he thought looked like the richest land. You know, and so he takes his family into that land, and. Wow, what a mess.
Sure was.
What happens when you walk into places that are sinful and things that are going on like Sodom and Gomorrah? And you know, there's those things are starting to happen, are happening today.
Pitched his tent there, didn't he?
He pitched his tent there to live. And you know, and then here we learn about the angel of the Lord. I think this is so awesome, Pastor Gene. I think you should share about this because this is a picture of Yeshua, Jesus.
Pre-incarnation
being
appearance.
Being there
huh?
with
mm-hmm.
two other angels. They came and they appeared as men.
Yeah,
they appeared as men.
Mm-hmm.
And they fellowshipped with Abram. You know, we can fellowship with the Lord whenever we want to fellowship with Him. We can fellowship with the Lord. And Abraham, he ran and got them food. And, you know, and he fed them. And they talked. They spoke together. They had fellowship together. They ate together. And you know, and he even went on the way with them when they went down to Sodom and Gomorrah, because God had sent them to go and see what was going on there.
That's right.
And what was going on there?
Terrible. That's right.
The worst kind of sin you can think of, and all of Lot's children were caught up in it.
Yeah.
The only ones that were still in his home was his wife and two daughters. All the rest of them were out and about doing their own thing.
That's it.
And you know, they wanted to stay in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Even though they left, their heart was back there, wasn't it?
Even though the warning was to go, that it was going to be destroyed, you know, Lot was to go out and to tell his children, to tell his servants, get out of the land. Get out of the land. We're to get away from the evil. We are to flee from evil.
It's absolutely.
And that's it right there. To get out of the land, but they wouldn't do it.
Nope.
No. So the angel basically had to take them by their hands and take them out. But then even his wife, even Lot's wife, her heart was not to go to a new place. God wanted to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
How many people's God want to save their life, but they enjoy their sin so much they want to stay there? Now, I'm not saying that Lot and his wife were committing these sins that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, but perhaps their children were, and perhaps their servants were, because they liked it there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a terrible sinful place. It was scary to go out at night. Things would happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so her heart was to stay in Sodom and Gomorrah. And she ended up turning back and looking back, and she turned into a pillar
of salt.
Of salt.
Mm-hmm.
A pillar of salt.
That's right. Incredible. Yeah.
God wants to save his people. He wants to save all people.
That's right.
Doesn't he?
Yep. Doesn't matter what your ethnic background is. We're all his creation. He wants everyone to come to his son Yeshua, right?
But you know, God is a God of judgment too.
Mm-hmm.
He will judge. Sin will go so long,
mm-hmm.
because it also says, I can't remember what it says this at. Maybe it's in the next chapter. To be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it there?
I saw it here. I know it's in these chapters somewhere.
Yeah.
Of these Torah readings here, because I saw it here.
That's
somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he calls us to be perfect. Does that mean we're going to be perfect? Perfect? No, we're to be pressing on towards the high calling of God, and we're to pursue to be right with the Lord. But you know, our righteousness is Jesus. Jesus is our righteousness.
But obeying His word makes us perfect.
But He, that's right.
If you obey His word, it's a perfect thing you're doing.
He works through our heart, and if we have a heart after God,
mm-hmm.
then we're perfecting that holiness.
Mm-hmm.
God's called us. He says, "Be holy as I am holy." Doesn't
right.
it say that
that's right.
in the New Testament? To be holy, to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where it's at, but I know it's here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But praise the Lord, Pastor Gene.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll mention it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
One thing that catches my eye in this about Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah is in chapter 19.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in verse 4, it says, "But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both old and young, all
yes.
the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." So they wanted to have some kind of a homosexual relationship with them. And this is how they got in trouble. We have this in our country today. We're accepting this. But here's the key thing. I like this. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
That God told them that over here in the same chapter, verse 22, he says, "Haste thee, escape thither." He's trying to get them out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
"For I cannot do anything till thou be come thither." Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar, which means it was little, means a little city. So it's another pattern here about the resurrection, the catching away. He couldn't do one thing till he took all the righteous out. He took the righteous out first, and then he destroyed that place. And that's what's key about this. Amen.
But there was such a few amount of righteous.
Well, that's right.
And were they even righteous? Because Lot's two daughters did something that was terrible.
Yeah,
so they had incest
that's right.
with their father. So, you know, we're only looking at Lot and his two daughters who left.
Yeah.
But, you know, God was so faithful. You know, he said over here in chapter 18, see, the Lord always tells us. He always gives us... it says in 17, "And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" God will let us know what is going on. He will tell us. And, you know, it's also, I really feel it's just awesome, the intimacy that he had.
Amen.
Because he kept talking to them, you know, and he kept asking God questions. You know, we can talk to God. We teach children, what is prayer? Just talking to God, right?
It's not difficult.
No, it's not difficult.
We make such a big deal out of it.
Right. He says, "For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." Talking about Abraham, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. "And the Lord said, Because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous."
Very grievous, that's right.
That's right. Happening today, isn't
That's
it? Right here in the United States.
That's right. It's very grievous to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So Abraham questioned him and talked to him about, you know, will you save them for, you know, he started with the numbers and he kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Until he got down to 10.
Yeah, and he says, you know, even pre-adventure there be 50 righteous.
That's
and he
right.
goes on down to, like you said, down to 10.
That's right.
Pre-adventure there be 10. You know, even though he kept questioning the Lord wasn't upset with Abraham.
Nope.
At all. No, he said, you know, if there's 10. But there weren't even 10 righteous in that city.
That's right.
Not even 10. Not even 4. Mm-hmm. Because his wife, Lot's wife, turned aside. And only 3 people came out of that land. And just think about all the people that Lot went in there with.
That's right.
Men,
mm-hmm.
women, families, servants, animals.
You got it.
What, he lost everything. And right. that's a picture, you know. We can lose everything if we turn away from the truth, if we turn away from knowing God. See, Lot knew that Abram had favor. Lot knew that Abraham was called. But he chose to walk away. And some people believe that, you know, once you're saved, you're always saved. Well, what if somebody chooses to walk away?
That's right.
What if somebody chooses to take on, have a different belief?
That's right, like convert them to the Islamic faith.
And so a lot of people have. What about that? Who was that boxer many years ago?
Muhammad Ali. His name is Cassius Clay.
Who turned to another religion. And
he
was a Christian.
His family.
Was
he
a grew Christian
up in
as a
Christian
child.
Family, that's right.
But what about, and people say, once saved, always saved. You know, it depends on how you decide to live your life, if you're going to be saved or not. You're going to turn away from
that's
God?
Right.
You're going to walk away from the truth?
That's right. The Bible says, no man can take you out of the hands of God. No man. Okay.
Can't either.
Satan can't. The demons can't. Nobody can take you out of the hands of God. But one person can take you out of the hands of God. Me, myself, if I chose to turn away from God, to get mad at God, to leave, to embrace some other religious belief, well, then I would. I don't care what anybody says. I would be lost.
You would be lost.
That's right. You have to maintain your walk to the end, to the end of your life.
To walk, continue.
Until we're caught out of here, yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. So that was the end of Lot and his family. That was the end of that whole...
That's it.
Whole group of people.
Mm-hmm.
This is just thing. All their children. Wow. Yeah. They turn away from the Lord.
And the sad thing was the 2 daughters committed incest with their father. And look what that brought into the world. That brought in the Moabites and also the Ammonites. All came from that mess,
yes.
huh?
Yes.
It's right here in chapter 19, verses 37 and 38. It tells you what happened with his 2 daughters. And so God got their father drunk and did that. Can you imagine this kind of stuff that's going on today?
And then we have two nations.
Back then, a lot of this stuff's going on today.
And then 2 nations came out of those 2 daughters, which were wicked.
That's right.
So evil gives birth to evil.
Evil, that's right.
And so and truth and life gives birth to life.
That's it.
We have eternal life because we have been born from above. It says, you know, we're born from above.
Absolutely.
We're of the children of the kingdom.
Let's go over here.
The kingdom.
Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 11 and read a little bit about Abraham in the New Testament now, if you want to, my dear.
Amen.
Okay. You done there? You got something else you want to share there?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, that's good. That's good because, you know, next thing we go in, we talk about how God tests Abram. God tested him.
That's right.
Even though Abram walked with God. You know, I believe that God always puts us through some kinds of tests.
Sure he does.
Our life is a test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God always knows what we're going to do. He knows how we're going to respond. But he always takes us on a test, you
mm-hmm.
know. But Abraham went through this test. And, you know, but he came through because he was willing. He lived by faith. We talked about that last week. But, you know, it says, Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. What does that mean? God will
provide. He always does.
He always does.
That's right.
He is Jehovah Jireh.
He always does.
So let's go over into the book of Hebrews.
All right, chapter 11. There's a lot here written about Abraham and Sarah, and you can see some things that kind of clicks with what we just read over there in Genesis. Chapter 11, the very first verse says, now faith, we talked about this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
mm-hmm.
the evidence of things not seen. Okay, if you can see it, you don't need any faith, do you?
That's right.
For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's what holds it all together. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh, because of his walk with a God, and he was faithful. Now here let's skip that. That's about Enoch and Noah. I want to talk about Abraham for time, because we don't have a lot of time. Let's go to verse 8. Enoch and Noah's good examples too, but let's go to verse 8 about Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Hear this? He obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And so they were out there about 12 or 13 years before God spoke to them, to Abraham. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. What would that be? I think about heaven, right? Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. So God promised Abraham that, didn't he, Pastor Donna? That out of his loins would be many, 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 many nations. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That's what we are. We're strangers and pilgrims. Our home is not here. We're just passing through. Aren't you glad? Our home is in another place. It's called in the heavenly realm, in the kingdom of God. It's going to come one day. We're in this world, Jesus said, but we're not part of it. Verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have opportunity of return. They didn't want to go back, I hope, huh? But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Isn't that incredible? I'm going to read verse 15 again. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Makes me think of Lot's wife. She couldn't. She left Sodom and Gomorrah, but her heart was still back there. So she looked back, and look what happened to her. We don't want to ever look back. Now I'm back into where I was at. Verse 17 now. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, see, we're all going to be tried and tested, and I say this to people all the time. If you want to have a testimony, it means you're going to have to be tested. That's the first part of the word. We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and not loving our lives unto death. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises of offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and so on. We can read all through this. But I just want to look at the part about what happened with Abraham, because he was faithful, wasn't he, Donna? Mm-hmm. He obeyed God, and because of that, over there in Genesis 22, God told Abraham, because you've believed my word, you've done what I've told you, you've walked with me, I'm going to impute my righteousness unto you. We believe in Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, and he imputes his righteousness into us. We have none of our own. He's the one. It tells over in 2 Corinthians, what? The man that knew no sin, who is that? Yeshua. Who became our what? Our bloody sacrifice. Huh? That we might, if we come to him, that we might what? Be made. Some Bibles say become. No, you're made. That you might be made what? The righteousness of God. He's imputed his righteousness into all of us. You and I that are listening today that are born again, that you know Yeshua is in your life, Jesus the Messiah. Well, you have his righteousness within you. So we follow his word, walk with him, and we'll walk in that place, and we will do those things that he tells us to do. He tells us in Hebrews also that if we don't seek after holiness, what's holiness? Being set apart for God. He set you apart, and he wants you to set yourself apart. If you don't set yourself apart by holiness, he says, you will never see the face of God. That's a scary thing, isn't it, Pastor Donna? We must walk holy. It's not a talk about what Peter said. What? God says, I'm holy, you be holy. We follow after, and he's our perfect example, isn't he? How about Yeshua? Is he our perfect example?
Yes.
He never failed one time. He never said the wrong thing. He never lied. He never killed anyone. He never contrived. He never was an extortioner. He never did anything but the right thing. Amen? And so he's our perfect example. He's the stain I want on my life. Amen? We talk about those examples in the Bible. It's like a stain. It's like a mark on you that you cannot remove. It's there for eternity. You know, I've had people in my life. So has Donna. That we've been involved with in our lives, that things that were given to us by them, things they shared and maybe encouraged us in some areas, and we never forgot about it, so it became a stain on us that we would never have it removed. And it's important. It's very important. I can remember one time of a young lady that gave me a Bible one year at Christmas time that worked for me. And I've said this a little bit on the program before. So I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and I got to through Luke, and I just kind of laid it down because I didn't understand it. But
because you weren't born again.
Because I wasn't born
you
again.
You didn't understand.
But once
it.
I was born again, then the light came on.
That's
the
it.
Interesting thing, she giving me that Bible was a seed that went into my heart that eventually grew. But the key thing was the things that she said and did caused a stain on me, and I'll never forget that because those are one of the seeds that was put in my life. Lots of them came on. My wife put seeds in me all through the years also. Other people had put seeds in me that I can look back now and I can realize, wow. That was a seed. And so that brought me to a place to accept Yeshua and begin to walk in faith with him. So we have to walk by faith. Amen. It says if you don't walk in faith, you know, it's impossible to please God unless you walk by faith and believe who he is and what he's going to do for you and all that. And so that's important. So we want to be, everything we have in this book that God gives us an example in our lives, we need to read those things and let it be a stain in our life that we don't want to ever have it removed. It's going to make us grow and mature and grow up in the things of God. And that's so important to understand that. So Abraham was a good example of that, wasn't he?
That's right.
He sure was. He walked by faith and not by sight. Amen?
That's right.
Even when he took Isaac up on Mount Moriah.
That's where I'm at now.
Yeah, he knew he was going to come back because he told his servants, I'm going to go up and do this, and I'm coming back.
That's right. He said, I'm coming back.
That's right. Go ahead, honey.
It's interesting over here in Genesis chapter 22.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about the Word. The entrance of the Word brings what?
Brings light.
Light. Brings light. It is light. It lightens our hearts and our spirits.
And our path.
That's right. It gives us the right path to walk on.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt
Abraham,
and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. He's listening.
That's right.
A lot of people don't want to listen to God.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. What does that think of? What does that make you remind you of? God's only son, Jesus,
that's right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whom thou lovest. God loves his son. God
sure
loves
does.
Yeshua.
Yes.
And get thee into the land of Moriah. You know, Moriah is the same place that Jesus was on the Mount Moriah.
That's right, where the temple was built and everything.
Right there in Israel.
Right there.
That's where it was at. That's a special place to
mm-hmm.
God.
That's right.
Is a special place. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee. So he says he's going to lead him, and he'll show him the mountain. When he gets close to it, he'll say, this is the one, and he'll take him right up there. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. Did he wait?
No,
next year, God, I'll do this. No,
no.
He didn't. He tells him, you got to do
yeah.
When God tells you to do something,
that's right.
You need to do it now. Don't
that's
wait,
right.
Because timing is so important.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his ass, and he took two of his young men with him, and Isaac, his son. And he clave the wood for the burnt offering. He got everything he needed. And he
got it
rose
already,
up,
didn't he? Yeah.
And he went to the place of which God had told him. He's
that's
being
it.
Obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. On the third day, he saw the place afar off. See, that's important right there. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here. In other words, you're going to stay here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. So they knew they had to have an offering. Because
right.
they took wood, and they took the fire,
that's
and
it.
They took the knife, all these things that they needed for the offering. And Abraham took the wood and of the burnt offering. And what did he do? He laid it on his son.
He carried the wood, just like
Isaac
Jesus carried the cross.
Isaac, his son, carried the wood. Well, what did Jesus carry as he was going to be crucified? He carried the wood on his back, didn't he?
A big
he?
Hunk of tree that
that's
he
right.
created.
And yes, right, the tree he carried,
yeah.
created, he
yes.
was crucified on.
That's right.
And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. Abraham had the fire and the knife, and they both went them together. And Isaac spake now to Abraham, his father, and he says, Father, and he said, here I am, my son. they're communing together. Uh-huh. And he said, "Behold, there's the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" See, they knew it was a lamb because we talked about lambs. The sacrifices of lambs were all through the Bible.
That's right.
And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself."
Glory be to God.
Right there is Yeshua.
Yeah.
God's going to provide himself, his son, his begotten son.
His only begotten son.
Begotten son.
That's right. Glory be to God.
A lamb. Jesus is the lamb, the Lamb of God. He came as a lamb, right?
Yes.
For a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And so he didn't squabble with his dad or anything.
Nope.
He trusted. And they came to the place which God had told him of. Excuse me. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound his son.
Yeah.
Isaac, like you said last week, Isaac wasn't a child. He was a grown.
He
could have rebelled, but he didn't. He obeyed
his father. Yeah,
and he laid his son on the altar
upon
the wood.
That's an example of faith too, yeah.
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Now you go ahead and read verse 11.
I'm not there
now,
yet.
Now we're going to see in chapter 22, verse 11,
I'll go over there.
That there's an angel of the Lord.
That's right.
Called unto him out of heaven.
Whoa. That could have well been Jesus in his pre-incarnated state.
Right
Amen.
On time.
Right on time.
Just before his throat is cut.
That's it.
God, remember we said God did tempt Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
He tested him.
He tested him to That's see right. if he was going to be obedient. Mm-hmm. God will test us, even in things that we think don't make sense to us.
That's right. So that angel of the Lord is probably a pattern, picture of Yeshua in his pre-incarnate.
Verse 11.
So it's called what? A theophany. Verse 11 says, "And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham," he called him twice, "and he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son,
from me." No, we can stop there. Right
well, we
there.
Could talk about Yeshua.
He says, "Now I know that thou fearest God." What kind of fear is that, Pastor Gene?
That's right. That's an awesome fear.
It's
right?
a holy,
holy
fear.
Holy, holy fear.
Of displeasing the Lord.
That's right.
Of being disobedient.
In anything.
And God says to be obedient is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
So here we can see that Abraham's obedience was better than a sacrifice. And, you know, and Jesus is his obedience to do what the Father had his plans was better than a sacrifice, even though he sacrificed his only son.
That's right. It's incredible when you think about it.
He says, "Now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son." See, God had to send his only begotten son. Can you imagine? I can't even.
Yeah, to prove who he was. To prove who he was himself. God, yeah.
That's right. But he proved himself through man, through
That's
Abraham,
right. mm-hmm.
through his creation.
That's right. The pattern was there.
There's a pattern.
He showed us. That's right.
And Abraham, what did he do? He lifted up his eyes and he looked. Go ahead, Pastor Gene.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. And I talked about this when we came on the program, or last week maybe. And behold, behind him, not in front, but behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. See, a burnt offering was a free will offering.
But
well,
a
ram is what? A full-grown sheep. It's got horns.
It's not a lamb.
Nope.
It is a sheep.
Yeah,
but
it's not a little lamb.
It's not a lamb. It's not a one-year-old lamb. No, right. It's a strong, full-grown animal. It hasn't been castrated. It's a strong animal, and it's got big horns.
Horns.
And he was caught in the thicket by his horns. And even the Jewish people believed that these horns,
they kept
which
the horns, yeah,
ram's horns,
right.
which is used for to calling to war, calling the people together, you know.
They believed the left horn was blown at Mount Sinai. They kept it till Mount Sinai. Can you imagine that? They probably almost worshipped the thing, you know.
So go ahead. Abraham went and he took the ram and he offered him up
for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. It means, Jehovah Jireh means God provides, but it also means it's seen.
God saw and God will provide.
That's right.
And God still sees and God still provides. He says he'll provide our every need. What does it say? He sees the sparrow. He knows everything. God knows everything. He knows every need.
Amen. And then it says, the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham, verse 15, out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Do you hear that? And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. This is all a pattern about Yeshua.
But
the
key thing here, he obeyed his voice.
Obeyed his voice.
He obeyed the voice of the Lord.
That's
and what
right.
does it say in the book of Ephesians about our warfare?
That's right.
Our warfare is not carnal. It's mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
That's in 1st, 2nd Corinthians. Yeah.
Right. But also I'm thinking about in Ephesians of having the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of his obedience, because Abraham was obeyed God. Has God changed?
Nope.
No. If you obey him, what? You're going to have these same promises. You're going to have promises. We have the promises of Abraham.
That's it.
Don't we always talk about the promises of Abraham, the blessings of Abraham?
Amen.
They come down upon our generation, our seed, because we are the seed of what? Abraham?
Yep.
Of the promised seed.
That's right.
The blessings. That in blessing I will bless thee, and multiply I will multiply thy seed. We can declare this for our family, our children.
That's right. So he obeyed his voice here in verse 18. Then verse 19 says, so Abraham returned unto his young men who are at the foot of that mountain, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Isn't that incredible?
And you mentioned over in where, Corinthians?
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 10 about our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God.
We have some time here while we go over there.
Okay, we got 11 minutes or so here. We're doing all right.
2 Corinthians.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians, chapter 10 of my Holy
Ghost. His word is woven through this like a fine garment.
That's
So his word is like a garment, a holy garment that we put on, a righteousness garment. Verse, chapter what?
Chapter 10.
10, okay, here we go.
Starting in verse 4.
Yep. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, he had to hear by the Spirit of God, didn't he?
Well, you're up in where?
I'm in
verse 4. You're in verse 4, okay.
But
should've
they're
read through
mighty.
With it. Yeah.
Okay, for though we walk
in the flesh, the physical,
Abraham was in the flesh, we do not war after
the
flesh.
It's in the Spirit.
He was listening to God, he was being obedient in the Spirit, which, you know, the Spirit and the flesh work together. You know, because
the flesh can agree with the Spirit.
That's right. The flesh must agree with the Spirit.
The Spirit. That's the hard part.
Not our soulish realm or our mind. You're right.
You got it.
We talk about walking in the Spirit. There's another scripture about walking in the Spirit. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience, there's obedience.
Of Christ.
And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience.
That's right.
When your obedience is fulfilled.
That's right. It's incredible. See, think about this. What amazing, you know.
Abraham had a charge, didn't he?
He sure did. So he could have a lot of vain imaginations come, how God's going to do this, whatever he's going to do. But he didn't. He just listened to what God told him to do.
He trusted God.
He
walked
by
faith. And like you said, that ram was behind him. He didn't see a ram out front. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a ram. Let's go get that ram, Isaac. Let's get, you know, let me get you down. We'll go get that ram. No, he had to wait to hear from the voice from heaven before he could do that. He couldn't choose to do that on his own.
Perhaps that's
why the ram was behind him and he didn't see it. Because if the ram had been in front of him and he would have seen it, he would have taken his own thoughts and he would have done what he thought was right.
Yes.
But because it was behind him, he couldn't see it. He had to wait until he heard the voice of the Lord. See, now, you've been asking the Lord about this.
Yeah.
Right there is our answer.
That says it's the answer.
And as we seek him, maybe he doesn't tell us last week or the week before, but as we continue to seek him and think about these things, the Spirit of God will bring us the revelation. He had to hear from heaven.
Because if it would have been out in front of him, it would have been a distraction. He would, like you say, he would have been in his mind. There might have been a vain imagination come right here.
He would say, oh, there's a ram. Let's do that. We don't need a lamb. We got a ram, you know. No, but he had to hear from heaven, because we just read that. He heard from heaven, and then he obeyed. See, you got to hear from heaven and then obey. You don't decide what you're going to do. You don't obey the thoughts of your mind. You got to obey the voice of God.
But God didn't tell him there was going to be a ram, did he?
No.
No.
But God had a reason for the ram.
When he looked around, then he saw it, yeah.
God had a reason for the ram, because it wasn't time for the lamb.
Right.
So God had to send the ram.
That's right. Why was that the case? We mentioned this before last week. John 8 talks about that, where Jesus talks, says, Abraham desired to see my day. He saw it, and he was what? He was glad.
He was
so
glad.
So he saw into the future about the Messiah.
He saw into the future. He even saw beyond the sacrifice.
Right. It's amazing.
That the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would be coming back.
That's right.
You know, but we talk about here over in Ephesians, because if we don't put on the full armor of God, then we're going to have battle scars.
We sure
and
will.
And we can lose.
Mm-hmm.
We can lose. Mm-hmm. It says over here in Ephesians chapter 6, it says that he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's got to be in the power of the Lord's might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
That's right.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world. There are rulers in this world. There are rulers of darkness in heavenly places, in the second
all
heaven.
All over the world, yes.
There are demons on this earth. Amen. There are evil spirits.
That's right.
And so we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but
nope.
against these principalities, against powers,
it's
against rulers
behind the
of
scene,
the darkness
yeah. mm-hmm.
of this world, against spiritual wickedness in
high places.
Places. These spiritual wickednesses are, these are the works of the devil.
Right.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye, that means you all, may be able to withstand in the evil day. We're
mm-hmm.
in an evil day, aren't we? Just
mm-hmm.
like it was in the Lot. And having done all to stand. Lot didn't stand, did he?
Nope.
His family didn't stand,
nope.
did they?
Nope.
No. They were distracted from the cares from the world. They were taken in by the devil.
Gee.
It says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Well, we could mm-hmm. stop right there. If you don't have the truth, nothing else is going to, what good is anything else going to be to you?
You know, they have to know the truth. You must know. Jesus said the truth will make us free. We got to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is his word.
That's right. I think we have to go on from this next week. Because if you don't know the truth, this word that we're reading is the truth. The Bible, the King James Version, we believe, is the closest to the truth.
It's what God wants in our hands.
Now, man
has changed it all, yes.
That's right. None of us really read Hebrew or Greek, so we have to read what was taken off the majority
text.
And the other Bibles are not. The King James Bible is the only Bible. It has no copyright.
Nope.
You can go and you can Xerox this. You can make copies on it. You can print it from your internet.
As long as it don't have a bunch of footnotes or anything.
That's right.
Just
as long as it has somebody else's name on it.
Sure.
A lot of people take the King James Bible and they put all their notes in it and they put their name on in the Bible.
That's right.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who do that. I would be afraid to do that.
I want God's name on it.
That's right. It's God's word. It's not what God said and now and this is what it really means.
You're right.
You know, it says the Holy Spirit will guide us into what?
All truth.
All truth.
Not some truth.
Not
all
some truth.
Truth.
Now, I'm not saying that some of these things that the other people have put in their commentaries are not true. They are. But let's make it a separate, like your commentary. Your commentary is not in a Bible. Your commentary are notes that and
it's
study
a book.
That you
yeah.
have in a book. And people can glean from that. It's not actually written into a Bible. So, you know, we do have other things that we can look at.
That's right.
True. And, you know, not all the writings are in this Bible. They chose the certain ones, and these are the ones that we need to look at.
This is the canon that they chose. That's right.
And so here it says truth. This first thing is truth.
Truth.
Without truth.
Without the true word, yeah.
Without truth, we're lost.
Shit.
We're lost.
Shit.
Because we live in an evil day.
Yeah.
Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth.
Truth.
This is the word of God. Has
truth.
To be truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, we can teach on all these things, and maybe we'll do that next week, Pastor Gene, because there are evil forces that are getting stronger and stronger in the world today.
That's right. It's terrible.
All the time.
How people are living.
But we need to know. We have to have the truth.
That's right.
The truth will make us free.
Now, I was quick. We're talking about faith as we're down to about three, about almost 4 minutes. And Romans chapter 10, verse 17 is a key verse. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, this faith here, it has to be heart faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then heart faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This word here in the Greek language is the word rhema, means a living word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? The rhema word of God. When you came to the Lord, you had to hear something from God. I had an experience on the road with the Lord when I came, and I heard it. And it was, the presence was so powerful, I just can't explain it. But anyway, I heard it. I just heard him say, Gene, why don't you just accept my son, Jesus, and follow him and go on with your life. And I said, okay, I'm going to do that.
And we can see that Abraham heard.
That's right.
And that's how he had
faith. That's how he heard.
He had faith.
That's right.
Because he listened to God. He had heard.
He had heart faith. It was in his heart, not in his mind. It was in his heart to believe God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real man. So then faith, the heart faith, cometh by hearing. He heard. And hearing, what? By the word that God spoke to him. That's how he did all these things.
The world doesn't want to have a heart faith.
That's
they
right.
don't want to hear from God.
Nope.
They have their own thoughts and opinions, they're going to do what they want to do. So, you know, not everybody's going to be saved, Pastor Gene.
That's right.
It's sad, but they're not going to hear.
You might think
they don't
are.
Want to hear from God. They
nope.
won't hear.
Nope. They just read this book and not believe everything that man tells them. They'll get the truth right here. Walk into the fullness of it, put it in your heart, and God's going to do much with all of us. That's the key thing with this. Amen?
A lot of people read their Bible and they don't believe everything even that they read in their Bible. They don't believe about the gifts of the Spirit. And
that's
what
right.
God wants to do.
They
don't
like
believe about hearing the voice of God.
Right.
They don't believe in prophecy.
They act like it's a story or something. You know?
It's
right.
not a story. It's
they don't,
the truth.
These things are not stories. These are happenings that God put in place to teach you. They're all patterns to show us about the Messiah. Everything in this Bible is about the Messiah.
So this word truth is very important.
Sure is.
Very important. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna
Hilton.
We're
running out of time again.
And we're just blessed to be on here every Saturday, Lord willing. You can listen to this again on WCNO.com. You can go on your computer and listen to it, or your tablet, whatever you have, and listen to this teaching again if you'd like to. You can call us at area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007, and we do have services here in Stuart, Florida on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So give us a call. Amen.
Amen. So if you want to be a part one Friday about our Shabbat meeting, come, and Donna goes over a lot of the things about the Torah
so
readings.
Do you.
And we talk about these things. We give the congregation a possibility to interject and talk about that. It's like almost like a Bible study, but it's so wonderful what God's showing everybody. So it's amazing to do it. So if you get a chance, come, and just visit and see what the Lord will tell you, as well as you read some of the things we're going to talk about. Well, as we close this program again this week, Pastor Donna, we tell you to all look up, because what? Your redemption draweth nigh. Each day that goes by, we get closer and closer to that day. So we honored to be here with you. We hope you have a good week. And what do we say when we close, Pastor Doug?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.